As many as 84,000 college students may have trouble getting grants to cover their tuition this year. That's because the Department of Education has changed a formula it uses to determine whether students qualify for financial aid. The formula determines how much of a family's income is available for college costs after taxes and other necessary expenses. The Congressional Research Service looked at the impact of the revisions. The findings are potentially troubling to students who receive Pell Grants, federal awards of up to $4,000 that do not have to be repaid. Brian Fitzgerald is staff director of the Advisory Committee on Student Financial Assistance. The committee advises Congress and the Secretary of Education on higher education and student aid policy. He joins us by phone from Boston. Mr. Fitzgerald, first tell us, what exactly are Pell Grants and who typically qualifies?
Pell Grants is the largest source of grant aid in the nation. It was created back in the 70s to ensure, it's actually as a voucher, to ensure that low and moderate income students have access to colleges and universities. There are about 5 million recipients. All types of students get them. However, typically they are targeted very heavily on the lowest income of each group of students. Approximately half of the dependent recipients come from families with incomes under $20,000.
And it's for undergraduate students?
It is exclusively for undergraduates, that's correct.
An official from the Department of Education was quoted in the Washington Post today saying the changes could have a minimal impact on a handful of students. That's a quotation, a handful of students. But the new formula would trim the Pell Grant program by $270 million. That sounds like a bit more than a handful.
Well, it is. And first of all, let's put that number in perspective. The Pell Grant program is a $12 billion program. So looking at it in the aggregate, it does appear to be a rather small change. But for example, the 84,000 students who received Pell Grants last year who will not under this new formula, each will lose $400. The other dimension is that there's a significant trickle-down effect here. The Pell Grant program is the student aid equivalent of the canary in the mine. It's an indicator of the effects throughout the broader student aid system. And even when changes in the formula produce seemingly small changes in Pell Grants, it can have very significant cumulative effects, particularly because both states and institutions use the same formula to determine eligibility for state grants and for institutional aid.
The Congressional Research Service estimated that 84,000 students would be cut out of the program completely.
Right.
Would they no longer qualify at all?
They would no longer qualify because they were among, you know, they were getting a very small grant and would become ineligible.
And what about others who receive Pell Grants? Will they be seeing smaller checks?
Absolutely, because if you just multiply the 84,000 times the minimum award, that's less than $50 million, so another $200-plus million is coming from students who are receiving lower awards.
Brian, it looks like there are some sort of troubling weather fronts that will all collide in coming months. You've got a rising tide of students, you've got potential reductions in financial aid, and then across the country you've got rising tuitions in these state institutions. Look into your crystal ball. What do you see?
Well, actually, Michelle, we don't have to look into our crystal ball. We just released a report last year that estimated that there were 400,000 low and moderate income college qualified students who are already priced out of four-year colleges and 170,000 who are priced out of college entirely. And that is before the recent round of tuition increases and, in some states, the reductions in student aid. That suggests that there will be many, many students who will be denied access to college.
Brian, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Brian Fitzgerald is the staff director of the Advisory Committee on Student Financial Assistance. The committee advises Congress and the Secretary of Education on student aid policy.